As I prayed over the readings this week, I couldn't help but be really attracted to Paul's metaphor to the Corinthians of the body as a metaphor for the hierarchy of our church and how we are called to live as one. I think the metaphor is really probably the best way he can describe, or we can describe, the necessity of a hierarchical church. As challenging as it may seem sometimes to work within or be a part of this hierarchical church, if we think about how we kind of live within our bodies, it sort of makes sense. For example, we don't often think about our bodies unless there's something wrong. Think about a simple paper cut or a splinter on your index finger and how that impacts everything that you do. We don't often think of our index finger, but if there's something wrong with it, we begin to pay closer attention to it and hopefully take measures to care for it and to heal it. Sometimes that healing process can be painful in itself. For example, putting alcohol on the wound, it would sting or it would hurt. But we don't lop off our finger because it's hurting us. How often do we do that to one another? Maybe in our families or even in our church, where someone is irritating us and it's easier for us to just kind of forget them and put them aside. Maybe it's because they are higher than us, they are our boss, or they have responsibility that's greater than us and we have to do what they tell us to do. Or perhaps even more challenging, this is a person that we find irritating because of their sinfulness. It seems too easy in relationships for us to just cut people off. For the last 2 weeks, we've heard about the tragedy in Haiti and how these people who have been injured because of a lack of resources, doctors are unable to treat the wounds, and so their only recourse is to amputate these injured limbs. We have the resource not to cut people off. The resource is love. And Jesus came here and became like us, took on our form in order to teach us that love. So how do we go about living in a hierarchical church? How do we go about living in a community of faithful when we find sometimes other people, including ourselves, can be irritating? I think the answer lies in today's psalm. If you look at the last words of each strophe, it gives us a hint as to how we can live that will empower us to be tolerant of the difficulties and the challenges that exist in relationships. In our baptism, we're called to live perfectly. We're called to be trustworthy people. We're called to righteousness and clarity in our life. We need to live purely and truthfully. Now, it may seem that these ideals are far too much for us. But again, that is a lousy excuse. We have the resources because we have been taught how to love. We have been taught how to forgive. We have been taught how to be tolerant and to welcome people. Our main resource is something that we can participate in this very morning. As we come forward today to receive Christ in the Eucharist, let us be fed and empowered so that we can live lives that are perfect and trustworthy, righteous and clear, pure and true.